live.
That's good to hear. How are things in Okotoks?
Moving along for the Alberta Summer Games.
I bet. I'm just looking at your website here, and I see the countdown clock slowly counting down. Is it just all dotting I's and crossing T's right now, making sure everything's done, or is there still some planning to do?
Most of the planning's been done. It's just looking at the minute details now. It's the granular stuff.
I got you. So the Alberta Summer Games set to go July 20th through the 23rd, Okotoks Black Diamond. Let's start things off with the opening ceremonies. Do tell.
Well, it's a circus spectacular extravaganza of performance art.
Circulus. I'm going to try and say that with you. A circus spectacular performance of performative art.
Yes, it is fantastic. Our director of ceremonies, Robin, owns a performance art called Spectacle Blue, and she's incorporated a lot of the elements from what she teaches at her facility into our opening ceremony.
Oh, wow.
It will be awesome.
So this is going to be a big, big deal. And obviously, after the opening ceremonies, we get set for all the events that are involved in the Alberta Summer Games. And these are for kids between the ages of 11 and 17. They've been working hard all their lives, and this is a major, major deal to get invited to this.
It'll provide them a venue of competition of absolute conditions that will help them excel and achieve excellence.
And 14 different events. Can you run down the different events for us?
Oh, my gosh. You are testing me, aren't you? Beach volleyball, rugby, athletics, which is all about field sports.
Sure.
Triathlon, biathlon, duathlon, swimming, canoe, kayak, football, baseball, beach volleyball, soccer, softball.
Holy smokes. And which one are we going to see you in?
We're going to be in the office.
We're not going to see you on the rugby pitch?
Never know. Yeah.
We have to mention some of the community events that are happening as well, like Taste of Okotoks and Nooks and Crannies and the Farmers Market. Like, there's so much more than just the sporting angle, isn't there?
There is. What you're talking about is there's two levels of cultural events or events happening. There are events that are dedicated to the participants, the athletes, and those are a coaches and an athlete's evening, both on the Friday and Saturday night. And then our town has graciously opened their doors, and as you alluded to, we have a Taste of Okotoks. Gives you a chance to come down into our downtown core, meet all of our food providers, get a little entertainment, some indigenous dancing, different games and things. Nooks and Crannies is a arts and crafts fair where you can go out and explore and find unique and exciting different arts and crafts. We also have our rock concert that evening, Rock the Games. Lots of things to do. We're trying to invite parents who come down or grandparents, friends, different individuals that want to enjoy the games or come out to see young athletes aspire to, as Sandy has said, excellence. These kids have put in a lot of time, work, and effort. This is their first major competition after COVID. For some of them, this is the culmination of their sporting life. For others, this is a stepping stone for moving into collegiate athletics, hopefully trying to garner some type of a scholarship. For others, this is a recognition event where they're identified by Canada Games or Olympic opportunities. This is fantastic for those kids.
So where can we find tickets if we want to check out some of the events?
If they go onto our website, they can purchase event tickets for the sporting events. Unfortunately, our opening ceremonies are completely fully sold out.
So it's 2023ASG.com, and if you'd like to volunteer, they would love to hear from you.
You betcha. Sorry, the more hands we have, the easier the work.
I bet. Well, good luck as we get closer and closer here. It's going to be an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for joining me on the Windspeaker Radio Network this morning. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean, for inviting us. Thank you so much.